Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, you have to be deprived of your senses not to notice America's obsession with sex. Teen pregnancy, rampant pornography, epidemic adultery, something is clearly wrong. That stuff shows up in the church, too. But, John, that's not a new problem. Not if 1 Thessalonians 4 is any indicator. Pleading for sexual purity in the church, Paul gives this charge in verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now, John, when Paul addresses sanctification, why does he go straight to sexual purity?
Well, another way to pose that issue would be to say, when Paul writes to Timothy and gives the list of qualifications for a pastor, why does he start with a one-woman man? The answer is because sexual immorality is such a powerful, powerful temptation. Imagine, Paul is talking about the qualifications for a pastor, and the first thing he mentions is that the man has to be faithful to his wife. Wow, that impulse is strong. That temptation can be powerful, and that's why it leads the parade. It is the will of God that you be sanctified, and it very likely has to start with abstaining from sexual immorality. Always been a challenge, always been a temptation because of our fallen hearts. But I don't know that there's ever been a time in the history of the world when that temptation was potentially excited by the surroundings the way it is today. Television, radio, music, movies, lifestyles, feed that. Start your sanctification in that category, and you'll understand why Paul put it first. Everything follows.
Okay, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Thessalonians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.